This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Addiction treatment providers are increasingly recommending that medication be used to help wean people off opioids. But some doctors are concerned there's too much of a focus on medication and not enough on the harder work of long-term recovery from substance abuse. WBUR's Deborah Becker attended a recent conference of hundreds of addiction treatment providers, some of whom are warning that there's no quick fix to the nation's growing opioid crisis.
Throughout the annual American Society of Addiction Medicine Conference in Baltimore last month, a frequently heard statistic was that every 20 minutes, someone in the U.S. dies from an opioid overdose.
Imagine that we had someone in America dying from terrorism every 20 minutes. You wouldn't just have to take your shoes off when you get on an airplane. You'd have to take everything off.
That's Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin. He became a leading political voice on the opioid epidemic after dedicating his 2014 State of the State address to the problem. Shumlin told the 1,800 people at the Baltimore conference that the nation needs their help to reduce the 250 million prescriptions for opioid painkillers every year.
Do we have 250 million Americans in chronic pain? Is that what you guys think? Why are we asking pharma to find new ways to treat opiate addiction when we know that we could find a direct way? Stop passing out painkillers like candy, America. That's my message. That should be your message. Let's tell them to cut it out.
Once people become addicted to painkillers, they often switch to the less expensive street drug, heroin. While many states, like Massachusetts, have implemented prescription drug monitoring programs and improved doctor training about addiction, many physicians say they struggle. They're looking for a balance in how best to treat pain and prevent addiction, and they question seeking a cure from the pharmaceutical industry for a problem that the industry helped create. Dr. Alan Weiner started practicing addiction medicine in Holyoke a few years ago.
I was of the generation of docs that was sold a bill of goods, you know, by the drug companies, and that it was our obligation to treat patients for pain. It was the fifth vital sign, and don't worry, patients can handle this and you won't get them addicted, but it's your duty. So, charged ahead with my, you know, this responsibility, and as I look back now, see how much I'd become a dealer, a drug dealer.
Much of the research presented at the Baltimore conference suggests that some drugs may now be able to help with medication-assisted treatment. Most providers say patient outcomes improve when they use medications such as methadone, naltrexone, sometimes marketed as Vivitrol, or buprenorphine, sometimes marketed as Suboxone. Pharmaceutical company representatives were at the conference as well to tell the providers about these and other medications, including the overdose reversal drug naloxone, or Narcan. This device, almost like an EpiPen for allergic reactions, talks someone through the process of injecting naloxone to reverse an opioid overdose.
To inject, place black end against outer thigh, then press firmly and hold in place for 5 seconds.
Most of the physicians agree that the medications are helpful, but they say they're only one small piece of the big recovery picture. A group of doctors met separately at the conference because they're concerned that providers may be losing sight of what they say should be the ultimate goal, long-term recovery. Former White House drug czar Dr. Robert DuPont addressed that meeting. He pointed to the high success rates of treatment programs for doctors with substance use disorders, known as physicians' health programs. DuPont says those should be a model because they follow a patient for 5 years.
The disease is lifetime, and the fix is short-term. Usually, for most medication-assisted treatment, it's less than 6 months. What happens then? And I want to have a longer-term view. Where are they at 5 years from now? That's what I want to do. And that's what we did with the physicians' health programs, because they show that it's possible for this biological disease to have 5-year recovery being the expected outcome.
Dr. DuPont says medications are useful for the physical symptoms of substance use disorders, but they need to be supplemented with treatment for the psychological symptoms. During that separate meeting of doctors, many of whom are in recovery, DuPont told them that treatment must include the components of human connection and fellowship, similar to what's touted by groups such as Alcoholics Anonymous. This group of doctors didn't seem to need much reminding as they began and ended their meeting in 12-step fashion. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.